A young Somali woman who has been subject to genital mutilation may win asylum in the U.S., and her case could make it easier for many women to do the same. NPR's Libby Lewis has the story.
Khadija Muhammad was 17 years old when she fled to the U.S. By that time, she says, her father and older brother had already vanished in Somalia's civil war. And by that time, Muhammad had already been subject to the brutal practice of genital mutilation. She says when she was smuggled into the U.S., she just wanted out.
I didn't know nothing about asylum when I got here. Really, I didn't even know when I come to this country what was going to happen.
When she got here 4 years ago, a Somalian family helped Muhammad ask for asylum. Immigration authorities said no. On Thursday, the appeals court for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco ruled differently. Muhammad will win a new asylum hearing, and immigration advocates are confident that she will win based on the Ninth Circuit's ruling. The court said a history of genital mutilation makes a woman automatically eligible for asylum in the U.S. It is the first appeals court to so rule. The U.S. government has long recognized that female genital mutilation is a form of persecution that can be grounds for asylum. The Ninth Circuit ruling extends that idea.
The court says this is a permanent ongoing harm. This is not just a one-time thing that's in the past.
Karen Musalo heads the Center for Gender and Refugee Studies at UC Hastings College of the Law. The Ninth Circuit ruled that genital mutilation creates lifelong problems, much as forced sterilization does. In that sense, it is perpetual persecution, and that makes women subjected to it automatically eligible. The three-judge panel also ruled that Muhammad was persecuted because she was a member of a particular social group, one that includes all Somalian women. The State Department says virtually all Somalian women are subject to genital mutilation. Musalo said this definition helps clarify a sticking point in asylum law. That is, how do you define membership in a persecuted social group?
There's been a lot of contorted legalistic nitpicking about how you define a social group. How particular do you have to be? Is it, you know, just women of a certain age who live in a certain region who are either urban or rural, and lots of different, you know, qualifiers, which sometimes is appropriate. But in this case, the Ninth Circuit says in some circumstances, the social group could be defined as simply as Somalian women.
The Justice Department is reviewing the case and hasn't made a decision yet about whether to appeal. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.